A report shows coal to liquids technology could provide cheaper fuel for Fairbanks. A Fairbanks Economic Development Corporation commissioned feasibility study done by Hatch Engineering of Canada is out in draft form. Fedco CEO Jim Dodson says the preliminary document needs some tweaking, but that overall it's optimistic about local coal to liquids potential.
It's not an on-the-ground engineering report. In other words, it's kind of a view from 10,000 feet. But, you know, having said that, the overarching report appears very positive, and I think it'll even improve when we are able to, you know, get the errors cleaned up.
Dodson says the document uses coal and transportation cost estimates that need to be adjusted. But assumptions aside, it shows use of Fischer-Tropsch technology to turn local coal into a liquid fuel would be more than economically feasible.
We believe from this initial report that if this becomes a project, this is on track to create a heating fuel available to Fairbanks residents in the $2 range.
Dodson says Fedco is in the process of providing more accurate input for Hatch for a final version of the report due out later this month. Dodson says construction costs are estimated at $2 billion to $6 billion, depending on the size of the coal-to-liquids plant. The facility would also produce transportation fuels, including jet fuel for the Air Force, which is mandated to begin filling some of its fuel need with non-petroleum sources.